Tulsa City councilors are less than thrilled with the new Arkansas River Pedestrian Bridge after their latest look at it. The Gateway Bridge will replace the old railroad bridge at Zinc Dam. Previous renderings showed a structure built on a $35 million budget that's since been pared down to a design based on just the $27.4 million in public funds available. At a presentation Wednesday, Councilor Krista Patrick quickly complained about the absence of shade.
That to me is really sad that there's not going to be any shade. You're not going to have a lot of people that are going to want to sit out there in the middle of Oklahoma summers without any kind of shade. It's not like you can plant a tree out there.
Tulsa's Gathering Place LLC director and trustee Jeff Stava is overseeing the bridge project. He says shade structures on pedestrian bridges are uncommon, and this one would have to be built to withstand winds up to 75 miles per hour.
The very cheapest shade structure that would be safe was around $5 or $6 million, and that one really didn't provide enough shade. It wasn't a continuous shade. It was really more like if you've ever been under kind of like a pergola.
The smaller budget also means concrete surfaces instead of wooden decking, and as Patrick points out, metal railings instead of wooden ones.
Those will be so hot that no one will be able to touch them without being burned.
You know, when you put wood out over water, you know, and it's exposed to the elements, you get a lot of problems with splinters and splitting wood and those sorts of things. Also, with budget constraints, you've had to stick with metal.
Officials hope to raise private dollars to make up any funding gaps, but have not yet secured any. Builders' bids were opened 3 weeks ago. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.